WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police just south of Flint, Michigan, say an ex-Marine smashed his pickup into an LDS church, opened fire, and set the building ablaze. At least four people were killed on Sunday morning. The gunman also dead after a shootout with police. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders headed to the White House today. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington.
The president had originally canceled a meeting with top Democrats. Now that is back on. So the first time since taking office in January, the president will be sitting down with the top four congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle at the White House in just a few hours, and the stakes could not be higher. We are just 2 days out from a government shutdown.
President Trump also meets today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Luxury real estate developer Dar Global entering an agreement with the Trump Organization to build another Trump-branded property in Saudi Arabia. NFL announcing Bad Bunny will be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl this year in Northern California. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. More time is requested for two people charged in the death of a three-year-old boy. Elijah Vu's mother, 32-year-old Katrina Bauer, and 40-year-old Jesse Vang were arrested in February of last year after Elijah was first reported missing in Two Rivers. They were charged in connection with the boy's death after his remains were found last September. A Lafayette County man's in critical condition after striking a deer with his motorcycle. Lafayette County deputies say 65-year-old Danny Burkhalter of South Wayne was thrown from his motorcycle after running into the deer Saturday morning. He was airlifted to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. And a pair of long-running Wisconsin public radio programs signed off for the last time this weekend. The programs To the Best of Our Knowledge and Zorba Pastor on Your Health were canceled this year due to lack of funding. Both programs were heard nationwide, and they'll continue as independent podcasts. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Maximum hits.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, drop
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got a hand for you. Oh, I wanna run with you. Yesterday I saw you standing there.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music. Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:11 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. This week's Sauk County Pets of the Week are Jenks and Landon. To make an appointment to meet them at the Sauk County Humane Society, you can call them at 608-356-2520. Emily, let's talk about Landon.
Oh, my goodness, Landon. I'm in love with Landon. Landon is a four-month-old white and brown tabby with a soft, medium-length coat and a heart full of joy. This little guy loves people and isn't shy about showing it. He'll be at the front of his kennel purring away, hoping you'll stop by and say hello. Pick him up and he melts right into your arms, perfectly happy to be carried and cuddled. Once the playing starts, though, get ready. Landon is full of energy and curiosity, making every toy his new favorite. Wanda toys, cat tunnels, and scratching posts. Nothing is off limits for this sweet and silly boy. He is the kind of kitten who will brighten up any room with his charm and playful spirit, and he's ready to bring that joy into his forever home. He will be up to date on his vaccinations and will be neutered prior to adoption. And let me just remind you, kitten.
Kitten.
Keyword for, not for the text to win multi-state contest, but keyword for Sauk County Humane Society is kitten. He is white and has this great little like grayish black kind of smudge on his nose and is right in front of his face that just makes him extra cute. He's adorable. He's got one white ear, one black ear. I mean, he's just all over the place. So cute. So please keep him in mind if you are thinking about adopting a cat. Kitten, that is.
Yes, kitten. We want to remind everyone he's a beautiful young kitten and full of spunk. We also want to talk about Jinx, this sweet one-year-old, and he's 1 year and four-month-old pit terrier mix. It's impossible not to notice her with this striking gray and white coat, soulful eyes, and those wonderfully expressive ears. She's a medium-sized gal, about 20 inches tall and 52 pounds, just right for snuggles on the couch or taking along on walks. Walks. I can't talk today. Jinx has a gentle, slightly shy side, but give her a little time. And her playful, cheerful personality shines through. She's friendly with other dogs and has been making great progress on her leash, manners, and basic commands. She already knows come and sit and keeps her kennel clean, which hints that she may be housebroken because she's still building her confidence. She will do best in a calm, structured home without cats or young kids under 12. She can also feel safe and continue to grow with patience, love, and a steady routine. Jinx is sure to blossom into a loyal, happy companion who will bring home much joy to the lucky family who gives her a forever home. She's up to date on her vaccinations and will be spayed prior to adoption. You can go to SaukHumane.org to look at Jinx and Landon and all of the adoptable animals. As a reminder, cat and dog adoptions include the spay or neuter surgery, a microchip, and they will be current on vaccinations before going home. Emily, there's always a need for donations into Sauk County Humane Society, right? Folks can go to their Facebook page and check those out.
Yeah, definitely. They're always looking for donations. And I think a consistent one is peanut butter. And I love talking about that because I know how much dogs like those Kong toys filled with peanut butter. It keeps them busy. It keeps them engaged. It helps their teeth. I mean, not too much peanut butter, but right. Like chewing on stuff always helps dogs to keep their teeth clean, all the things. So please consider donations. They always will also take cleaning supplies. I know they're always looking for Dawn dish soap and bleach as well to help keep everything clean for these sweet animals. So, you know, we reach out with our hearts and our voices to you all out there listening. If you think ever about adopting an animal, just go meet some, you know, meet one of these guys, this kitten. There's lots of dogs there and cats who need your love as well. And they do such a nice job at Sauk Humane too. Keep the animals happy, keep everything clean, and keep communication out there in order to make sure that these sweet animals find their forever homes.
Indeed. So SaukHumane.org for more information. Emily and I will be back with you in about 5 minutes, and we're going to talk about calendar days.
Sweet. Talk to you then.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and Blondie on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown is a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:21 on Monday, September 29th. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. And as we look at calendar days, it is so appropriate. Today is National Coffee Day. It is celebrated every day this year to help us get through our day. And it was actually something that International Coffee Day happens 2 days later on October 1st, the International Coffee Organization has pledged to help struggling coffee farmers worldwide to make a living wage. But celebrate National Coffee Day today with Powerline Coffee Company. I can't think of a better way to celebrate that today, Emily.
I know. It's so very appropriate. I love how when I love it when a plan comes together.
Boom. Yes.
You know what that's from. Mm-hmm. Hey, so it's also something that goes very well with coffee is biscotti. It's National Biscotti Day. And biscotti. You have to say that in that really nice light tone. Biscotti. They are an Italian cookie bread combination. And I'm just coming up with this. This is just my description. They're nice and crispy. They usually are very sweet. They have things like, oh, not very sweet. They're more like, if you're going donut, you're going donut. If you're going eggs, you're going eggs. This is like somewhere, you know, it's not super sweet, but it gives you like a crunchy, it's kind of like a toast mixed with like a sweet in the morning. So it's perfect. Goes so great with coffee. They're really crispy. And what's really fun about them, and this is legit, is you take them and you dip them in your coffee and then they soften up and they're like mouthwatering. So National Biscotti Day. So go ahead and enjoy one of those with your national day of celebratory coffee. That's a good day for all of that stuff. It's National Goose Day, everyone. And this picture is mouthwatering. I don't know that I've ever had goose, to be quite honest.
What?
But back in the day, that was like, no, I don't know if I have. I don't know. I don't do fowl a lot, except for chicken. But
that sounds foul to me.
Back in the day, a goose was definitely like a holiday tradition, right? It is to have the goose dinner. I think in Christmas Carol, that's what they all had at the end when everybody was happy and yes. doing better. So celebrate your National Goose Day. Like, make yourself a goose for dinner, I guess, today. Yeah. I guess you like geese.
Yeah, it's tasty. I've had it once or twice before. Today is also National Police Remembrance Day. And on this day, people pause to remember the police employees who have passed away over the past 12 months. And it's an opportunity for communities to honor the dedicated men and women who have died serving their community and also those who've lost their lives through illness or other circumstances. So again, it is National Police Remembrance Day today. And we definitely think about all those lives that have been lost over the past year. And it is also International Day Awareness of Food Loss and Waste. And millions of pounds of food are wasted every single year. And today's the day to remember to try to be more efficient in the way we utilize food, Emily.
Absolutely. I think that that's really, really important. We, are very blessed in this country that we do have food available to us all the time. Now, everybody, not necessarily everyone does, is what I'm trying to say. There
right.
is many, many people in, you know, our community, if not in, you know, nationally, that are, you know, have food insecurity. So let's please be thoughtful about food loss and food waste. And, you know, like maybe, you know, even in your own mind, you can help by just kind of, you know, if you're at a restaurant, just order something that you need and that you want and that you can finish, right? Don't just be like, oh, now I'm full, and push the plate away and have that be thrown away. Because it's just kind of heartbreaking. I remember working in restaurants and throwing away so much food and just being like, why did these people order so much? You know, like just eat when you're hungry and eat until you're full and then, you know, try to gauge what it is. That's not necessarily going to help the larger problem with food insecurity, but it will lessen the waste.
Yes, it will. And Emily, thank you so much for being with us today. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning around 7:10 with our next keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest.
Oh boy, everybody. We got this going all week, so make sure to get your text thumbs ready. We want you to win stuff, especially green and gold tickets. All right, everybody,
yes.
Have a wonderful Monday. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Monday. I will stay with everyone this morning. Coming up right around 8:30, you'll be hanging with Hobble and Dave. We're going to break down that Packer game, what happened, what should have happened, and yeah, that ending. So that'll be right about 8:35 this morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers cruise into the postseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers finished the regular season with 97 wins after beating the Reds 4-2 Sunday. Next, the Brewers wait to find out if they'll host the Cubs or the Padres in the divisional round on Saturday. NFL, Sunday Night Football, Packers and Cowboys. The game going into overtime and ending in a 40-40 tie. Jordan Love on the final play to Emmanuel Wilson that fell short of a touchdown, and they had to settle for a field goal.
We tried running a double move, and their defense, they were playing pretty soft. We didn't get the look we wanted. Threw it to E. Was hoping we could, make somebody miss, and, we didn't.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
You don't play the game for ties. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, it's a weird feeling.
That's Dak Prescott with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more of the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. You feel it, baby? G-I-E, my body is selfie. My ride.
vibration. Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. It will be sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, we'll be mostly clear with a low of 56. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog to start the day, gradually clearing to mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high of 79. Thursday warming up, sunny, a high of 81. Looking at the next, or to the weekend, highs in the mid 80s, lows in the 60s. Yes, this summer weather continues in Wisconsin. It doesn't hardly seem like it's football season, but yes, indeed it is. Hanging with Havel is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm on Max FM.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family fun.
Right now, it is time to talk football because it's time for Hanging with Havel and David right here on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. Chris Havel joins me every Monday and Friday morning at 8:35 during the Packer season to discuss a green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is the host of Sportsline Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. I can't imagine anyone saw a 40-40 tie coming. We all had the Packers winning big, but in the end, everybody was able to exhale because at least it wasn't a loss. How are you doing today, Chris?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm trying to enjoy and make the most of this summer weather in the fall that we're having, get in a little bit of golf, reflect on my life, reflect on the Packers' state of affairs. We have a lot of time for reflection here with the beautiful weather and the bye week coming up, which, as they always say, David, the bye comes at a good time. And I think in this case, it really does, because the Packers will have some time to assess themselves. Do they want to create an air of invincibility? Or is this going to be the way it is this season, where you've got teams seemingly buried, and then you bring them back from the dead, a lot of your own doing, and then you're in kind of all kinds of trouble. So I'm saying, let's get after it, David. Let's see what this is all about.
Yeah, no, number one, it wasn't a loss, but last night wasn't good either. What did we learn from that 40-40 tie that none of us saw coming?
Well, I think, first of all, you learned that NFL players, Dak Prescott, George Pickens, they've got a lot of pride, and they've got a lot of talent, too, and they have a lot of motivation because there is so much season left to be played. I mean, I was just thinking about it from this viewpoint, and we all want the Packers to be perfect from day one, but that's not the reality with all the moving parts and the development, and patience is hard to come by, but you think about it this way. The Packers right now at 2-1-1. You'd love to be 3-1. You'd even better 4-0. But at 2-1-1, at least, you got the bye now. You've got, and I hate to even say this, winnable games against the Bengals and the Cardinals.
Right.
These games we feel are winnable anyway. So at that point, you could be 4-1-1 and say, okay, that's not all that bad through six games. You still got 11 games to play, David. I mean,
right.
This thing, you know, after all, just think about that. After this upcoming bye, the Bengals at home, the Cardinals there. Oh, man, we're getting deep into the season. We're not even close to halfway. 11 still to play. So I think the lesson here is it's a work in progress. Progress may not be happening as soon as we want it to, but I do think Luke Musgrave will have a role in this offense. The running game looks like it came back, and even though Dak Prescott matched Jordan Love pass for pass, numbers were almost as close to identical as you could get. The Packers showed some good things, so and Matthew Golden too, I think. So there was some positives to take away, but boy, oh boy, it was rough.
It was definitely a rough game, and now the Packers did have some good things happen. They only committed one turnover all night, of course, but it was that big one. Jordan Love being strip sacked, fumbling late in the first half, that enabled the Cowboys to score 14 points in 41 seconds and take that 16-13 lead into the halftime, and that gave them a lot of momentum going into the half because they start with the ball for the third quarter. What is going on with these late first half meltdowns for the Packers, Chris?
You know, Matt LaFleur has got to figure out how he's going to handle these situations because he botched it last week in Cleveland. And with that late interception, when I always applaud LaFleur for sticking with the run game. When you really needed to run the ball in Cleveland, you threw the pass, it got intercepted, regardless of blame, and it ended up costing you the win. In this case, why be aggressive in that situation? You don't have your A1 offensive line. You've had some protection problems throughout that first half. You moved the ball. You had a chance to get more than just 13 on the board. But relax, sit tight, and let your defense handle the situation. Right, David? I mean,
right.
Yeah, the Cowboys have the ball first in the second half, but you have Micah Parsons in your defense that had only been given up 14.7, number one in the NFL points a game. Holy man, to put them in that kind of a position that late in the first half. I mean, he said it LaFleur after the game, and you texted me. He said he had a right to be PO'd.
Yeah.
It was funny, because and he was hot.
He was,
and I think he was mostly... I think he was mostly mad at himself. I mean, if his leg was a little longer, he'd have kicked himself in the butt because, hey, he just knew that was not a good decision. With all the circumstances, that big picture awareness that I always love about LaFleur, he seems to see the situation, the game for what it is as it unfolds, that seems to have escaped him the last couple of weeks, and that's not good.
No, it's not.
So he's got to shore that up for sure.
Well, just you could see his demeanor at the end of that first half. They had the block point after attempt. That gets returned for 2 points, and the momentum just going into the locker room, LaFleur was just livid, and I was surprised he even had much to say as they were talking to him at the end of that half. I think he should
I was
have
praying, don't ask
away.
One more question.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
No, don't ask one more because it's going to be the last one for sure.
Well, and Wendy and I were talking about that, and the questions that came up were like, why did you even ask that? It's like, just let the guy go into the locker room. Deal with what's at hand, because you knew he was mad. I don't think I would have talked to him right then and there. That's just my opinion, you know. And that's
well,
just...
they got to earn their money, those sideline reporters, and they're obligated. The coaches know they are obligated by TV contractually to talk before the half. The one is taped after the commercial, and,
yep.
And LaFleur happened to be the first one. You may want to have readjusted that order. I'm with you there. Maybe, you know, before the commercial break, play the one back with LaFleur after. But anyway, it is what it is. He knows better than anybody the mistakes that he has made. So it's not just the team and how they're going to approach things. It's Matt LaFleur, a little introspection.
It definitely is. Now, the Dallas defense came ranked 27th in the NFL for points allowed. The Green Bay defense ranked number one after giving up, just like you said, 14.7 points per game. So how does the defense become the optional in the big D last night, Chris?
I mean, defense optional. That's like a clothing optional beach, which I want no part of.
Right.
You know? I mean, I've had nightmares. Kind of like I've had nightmares about Packers and defense optional games. I mean, it's like, talk about getting undressed. It's keeping the theme going.
Right.
Wow. Or dressed down or whatever you want to call it, because I was really disappointed. I had friends texting me, David, that are like, where's the pass rush? I thought we'd have more sacks. What's going on? And Jeff Hafley, I mean, you listen to him during the week, David, and he's talking about and really getting excited. And I love his enthusiasm and his smarts, because I think Hafley is just A-plus D coordinator. So I never want to say anything that'll make you think otherwise. But he was so excited about Micah Parsons. When they try to do this with him, we're going to have other guys come. And I mean, Rashawn Gary kind of regressed into the old Rashawn Gary with Micah Parsons on the field. And I know it's tough with Parsons. I was shocked to hear the stat. Just behind Myles Garrett, 60-plus percent of the time Parsons double-teamed. So that means guys are going to have one-on-one blocking, and they have to win those battles while Parsons is being occupied. I was even further shocked to find out 11% of the time dudes triple-teamed. So offenses are saying, we're willing to play 8-on-10 with one of the eight being our quarterback who isn't blocking anybody or running a pattern, versus your 10 guys, because it takes three to neutralize Parsons. Okay, fair enough, but then pay the consequences. And the Packers never, ever got to that point. One sack last night of Dak Prescott, and it was for 0 yards. Luckily, it saved a touchdown run in overtime that really would have made things interesting on that last drive for the Packers. So Parsons' one sack that he had, along with the three tackles and three QB hits, probably saved a touchdown. So in that regard, it was big, but bizarre circumstance. Are the NFL officials getting a little too overzealous in terms of the concussion protocol? Because I understand it's important, and you don't want to mess, like Nate Hobbs and some guys, you see him take a hit. Parsons said, I grabbed for my back. It's nowhere near my head, unless, you know, we're talking about where some of those heads were at last night for the Packers. But he said it was my lower back, you know. I mean, it's nothing to do, and I get forced to go into the tent, and by the time he comes out, the Cowboys had scored yet another touchdown. I give him credit for having the restraint not to throw his helmet all the way to Arlington.
I agree.
But, oh man, was he heated. So that's just kind of another offshoot of this, but again, it goes to show you, you know, the storylines are just that. They're storylines, and then there's the game, and you got to play it on the field. But I think Parsons, well, the one thing I said going into the game, actually it turned out, I said, Parsons is expecting a win, and that's the plan going in. But I don't think there is any way he will single-handedly allow them to lose this game. And as it turned out, he kind of did stand in the way of the loss, because he got that sack of Parsons late. But a win, as Jordan Love so eloquently put it, sucks. I mean, the tie sucks. It just sucks. He said it feels weird. It sucks. I don't like it.
None of us do. I mean, and again, the Packers were down 16-13. At halftime, after dominating most of it, the good news, Green Bay's offense put up 27 points in the second half and overtime, because it was a good old-fashioned shootout. I mean, at least Jordan Love and the Packers responded, right, Chris?
Well, I tell you, I like the new overtime format, even though it seems inherently unfair, because the second team will have four downs from the time they get the football.
Right.
They're in four-down territory, so that part of it. But that four-down territory only carries you so far. Once you get into the other team's side of the field and the 40 and the 30, you're looking more situation than just, we got four downs to get this thing. But, I mean, the Packers came within 1 second and one down of losing this thing. And I just wasn't really sure, again, what Matt LaFleur is communicating to Jordan Love, because you have to absolutely make sure there's at least one tick on the clock. Now, to Love's credit, cut it mighty thin, but they did get the tying field goal out of it. But, I mean, you are in that position to be able to get that win, and you can't deliver. Now, the good news, we saw some things here. Romeo Doubs reasserting himself. Six catches, half of those go for touchdowns, David. 58 yards, but man, that was a big night for Romeo, just reminding everybody how good he is. And then Matthew Golden, the rookie, 5 catches on 6 targets, 58 yards also. And he had that 46-yard or whatever it was, a 40-yarder early on that was a big play. And had Dontavian Wicks gotten out of his way, he might have gone in for a touchdown on that play, but be that as it may. There were some things in the offense. Josh Jacobs, 86 yards, almost 4 yards a carry, a couple of touchdowns for him, so he's back. And then Emmanuel Wilson really looked good. carries, 44 yards, 5.5 per. And I think they have to look a little bit of spelling Jacobs here and there and letting Wilson get some of his, because he runs like his helmet's on fire. I mean, he really shows you a burst. Overall, Jordan Love, 31 of 43, 337, three touchdowns and no picks and a 118 passer rating. But Dak, 31 of 40, 319 yards, yeah. Only one sack, three touchdowns, no picks, 124 passer rating. So Love and Prescott were identical, and I think a lot of that was out of necessity because the offensive line on both sides, neither one looked all that great. I mean, in spots, but, boy, they had a lot of injuries too. So I guess the offense you look at and go, all right, they moved the football. They were 10 out of 14 on third down, which is outstanding, but yet they can't finish some of these drives.
And that's
got a lot to work on over the bye.
They do, and then also the penalties as well. We can touch on that as we wrap up in a few moments here. But both teams had chances for a game-winning touchdown overtime, but finally defense delivered. Dallas drove to Green Bay's 5, but settled for a field goal. Green Bay drove to the Cowboys' 15 and still had time and timeouts to work with. But again, poor clock management nearly cost them a chance at the game-tying field goal. A lot went in that final minutes of overtime. What are your thoughts a day later, Chris?
I'm still shocked that the Cowboys didn't get the touchdown on that opening drive.
Yeah, me too. I thought they would.
I mean, so for, you know, David, for all the bad that the defense did, I guess you can say, and even as bad as it was to allow them to drive it that deep, they were able to make them settle for a field goal. I still really have a hard time wrapping my head around that. And I, you know, if I'm Dallas there, I almost have half a notion to, you know what, let's go for the touchdown. And I know they'd never forgive Brian Schottenheimer if they lost the game in that case. But you're Dallas. You've got the Packers on the ropes, clearly. I don't know. I guess I just, maybe they felt like their defense had been playing a little better, too, and they could. And then in Green Bay's case, I mean, if you're going to take shots in the end zone, then do that. But the throw on a four-yard completion here and a two-yarder there and the clock is still running, just, and then I was worried that they forgot how many downs they had. At one point, I'm waiting for him to half go up and spike it to stop the clock on fourth down. You know, and I know they practice these situations like crazy, and you would expect them to be better at it. But you've got that, and then the other thing, and we just touched on it, but two blocked kicks in 2 weeks, really? Rich Bisaccia, yes. What are you doing? What are you doing all week?
Know.
What are you looking at? And I'm sick and tired of hearing your thoughts. The operation. The snap, the hold, the kick. Teams do it all the time throughout the league, and they don't get them blocked. You had one blocked last week, which works two ways. One, it tells you better shore it up because you got problems. And two, it tells your next week's opponent, hey, guess what? They've got problems in there. We're going to really work on trying to block kicks this week in practice and set something up in case we need it. So it cuts both. It's like when you're a fumbler, David, right?
Yeah.
And everyone in the league knows it. You tell me they're not clawing and grabbing for that ball every time you touch it because you're a marked man. And I feel like the kicking game is that way right now. And in addition, Aubrey being able to pin the Packers to start on their 20 over and over again.
Yes.
You got to have some kind of a solution for that, right?
You just
can't let it bounce inside the 20 in the goal line and say, well, we'll take it there and go 80 yards. They got to do some soul searching on, well, a lot of it everywhere, but special teams in particular, because I don't believe Brandon McManus just forgot how to kick, you know, and the holder is fine, and the snap, Orzic's one of the best in the league. Yeah, it's a little bit perplexing. And why? It's like the curse of the Packers and special teams. Man, it's been forever.
It has been. And Chris, as we're wrapping up, we talked about the penalties, and I've talked about this week in, week out. The Packers got to clean up their penalties going into the bye week because that has burned them all game long last night. What does it mean for Green Bay, and what lies ahead to them as we wrap up as they're heading into the bye week?
I mean, like LaFleur said, and he was talking about the late situation, but he also talking about penalties and everything else you just said right there. He said, quote, that just goes to the level of detail where we're not where we need to be. Okay, you said that the week before against the Browns, level of detail, not where we need to be, not where we're supposed to be, we're going to clean it up. I mean, Matt LaFleur has to have the biggest green and gold poop scoop in the whole city
because he's
doing more cleanup work than the city crew. Every week we got to clean it up. But, oh boy, he should come into practice one day with one of those street sweepers.
Yes, he should.
Driving that, baby.
We're going to clean this up, boys.
Get out the bucket and the mops. Let's go to work. I don't know. You have to make light of it, I guess, because everything's still on the table for the Packers.
Right.
It's 2-1-1, and if nothing else, it makes you feel alive, right? If your heart wasn't beating that late drive, the fourth down completion to Matthew Golden. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was huge.
I mean,
a great catch, and Love, just he was not going to be denied. I do think when you take it away, I have more confidence in Love late-game drives.
I do, too.
I guess I come away with that. And I'm confident Matthew Golden in big moments is the real deal because he didn't wilt at all.
No.
In fact, he welcomed it. On top of that, the spin move was ridiculous on the punt return, unless you want to get your head taken off, which he almost did.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Oh, but, you know, he's a rookie. Sometimes his lessons are hard to learn, you know,
he's
right?
He's going to learn one after that.
Yeah, don't turn your back on the guy that's about to drill you. It's not a good way to go.
So, no.
And Luke Musgrave had some good blocks. He's actually progressing a little bit along the way. And Josh Jacobs, a really slick play by Love on the little lateral to Jacobs up the sideline because that looked like it was dead in the water. And that was, 28 yards down the sideline, big play for Jacobs, so... I guess the takeaway for me is we try to roll with it and be patient and look at the good, hope they can figure out the bad, and if nothing else, it's a lot of entertainment. Holy cow. I mean, they're in the NFL spotlight now, 2-1-1, and a week off to recalculate, so we'll see how they come out of the bye, but at home against the Bengals, if they're not breathing fire, I'll be surprised. I'll be disappointed, not surprised.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed. I hope they're breathing fire. So, Chris, what we're going to do is we're still going to talk on Friday. I know it's a bye week, but we're going to kind of talk about just where the things are at with the Packers a little bit and then just preview what's happening in the NFL over the weekend and how that may impact the Packers going into Sunday as well.
I look forward to it, too, because here's the thing for our listeners out there, and we love that you tune in and you listen and you follow it and following the Packers and all. When there's a bye week, this week doesn't stop for Green Bay, though.
No.
There'll be injury assessments that we'll talk about, the offensive line trying to get shored up. There'll be the aftermath comments today and then again on Wednesday before he lets them go for recess. And so we'll have a lot to talk about Friday. And then the games this coming weekend, there's always impactful games. Impactful for the Packers. The Eagles not looking like they're interested in losing, which isn't good.
No, it's not.
And now you understand a little better, though, David. 24-20 season opener, Cowboys at Philadelphia, a 4-point loss, and everybody wrote the Cowboys off. It's funny how the perception after that game, everyone came away saying, oh, the Eagles aren't very good. They're down a little bit this year. 24-20 to lowly Dallas. And then everybody also came away from that game saying, boy, Cowboys aren't very good, giving him no credit for hanging with the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champs at their place. And now here we are 3 weeks later. The Eagles look dynamite for anyone who didn't think they were after week one. And the Cowboys are nowhere near as bad as people thought.
No, they're not.
They did that without C.D. Lamb.
Right. C.D. Lamb was out. So I think that tells you a lot about this Cowboys team. So. We'll continue to watch them. This is going to get interesting, to say
it
the
sure
least.
It will, David. You bet, man. Hey, I appreciate you. Always good to be with you, brother. And
yes, likewise.
We'll get after it on Friday. We won't have a we will have a crazy tie to talk about, but
yeah.
Not in the same way, I suppose.
No. We'll hopefully move past it just a little bit. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you and look forward to talking to you on Friday.
Same here, David. Have a great week. Talk Friday.
Have a great week. Hang with Havel's brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farm. That's one for family fun.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being.
If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7.
The end.